there has always been that rumor, of course, since 1980 when we had the Cuban refugees come to Fort Chaffee. Is there an outside possibility of the detainees being brought to Arkansas, Fort Chaffee, or anywhere in the state of Arkansas?
I doubt it very seriously. The status on that is that, you know, Guantanamo remains open for now. It's been open, you know, of course, for a long, long time, for decades. But it remains open for now. The previous administration, in the last couple of weeks of the administration, they recommended that it close. President Obama has followed suit on that, and he wants to see it closed. The problem is right now there's not a plan. And yesterday, by an overwhelming vote, the Senate voted to not close it and not fund the closure of it until we have a plan. Now, that's actually being worked on right now. There's a task force that the Obama administration pulled together several weeks ago to look at Guantanamo and to really sort out what we need to do there. And this is, it's more complicated than it sounds, because we have a lot of detainees there that we truly don't know a lot about. A lot of them have been sitting down there for 5 years. They've never been charged with anything. Believe it or not, in some cases there hasn't been a lot of effort to really try to get down to the bottom of what they've been involved with, what they've been doing, and, you know, why they're in there. So I think what you have there is a mix. I think you have some of those detainees who are clearly terrorists, who are out there trying to do harm, who are bad people, you know, and you let them go and you got a big problem. So you got that class, and then you kind of have a sort of a spectrum all the way across the board to where some people probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. But they're there now, and just because of various circumstances, they've been there for years. So we there's a lot of legal issues you have to sort out, and then you have to sort out what to do with them. My guess is eventually some of these detainees will end up in the U.S. My guess is in maximum security prisons. We don't have a maximum security prison in Arkansas. I don't think you would ever see them go to a place like Fort Chaffee or one of the other places that have been used in years past, because the threat is too great with these folks. And one thing we actually passed yesterday in an amendment on the floor is to do a specific threat assessment on each one of the detainees. And you would think we would already have that, but we don't. And so there's several boxes that need to be checked before we know what we're going to do with all these people.